Yeah.
Yo, what's up, man? Damn, fuck. I could do the whole podcast and I could just fluent and I feel comfortable. My eyelids aren't sweating. As soon as I have to talk to the camera, though, it's my damn, that's my enemy right there.
Do you want me to help you with this one or what?
Huh? Oh, I was really happy with this one. This is probably one of my favorite podcasts by far.
I said, do you want me to help you with this one?
Oh, my fault. I thought you said, are you happy with this one?
Are you happy with this one, though?
I'm really happy with this one. Like I said, this is probably one of my favorites.
Yeah, yeah. That's good.
I didn't say as many ums.
Damn, no ums?
No ums.
Shit, nice.
Yeah, you can help me with this one. You want to do it?
I'll try.
What's up, Sean?
What's up, Maker?
How was today's podcast?
Huh?
How was today's podcast?
How was today's podcast?
There you go. It was great. Wonderful. I loved it.
What did we talk about?
I'll
tell you what we talked about. We talked about the Endgame trailer. We talked about Frieza. We talked about dogs. No, we didn't talk about dogs. I'm just kidding.
We had a little beat, though.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah, we had a straight concert on this podcast. We talked about, let's see.
Fire Emblem.
New game.
Back on my Nintendo shit.
Nintendo, where you at? Help us out.
Yeah, give us that sponsor. Come on, at Nintendo. Everybody share this shit at Nintendo.
Sean said he quit smoking for Nintendo.
Yeah, I said I quit smoking for Nintendo on this podcast. Oh, wait.
What's up?
You got a gun?
You got a gun?
Wait, no. James Gunn.
James Gunn, back with with Disney. Batman.
A co-creator? How many of you know about that?
The energy is good. We're all here. Back again. Thank you, Nick.
Thank God for assistance. Just kidding.
Oh, man. Today's a good week, Tron.
Yeah.
But first, yo, what up? It's Mako.
And I'm Tron.
And you're tuned in with Detention with Nerds.
We smoke big doinks.
Oh, man. Yeah, look at you. Look at you. Do your thing. Almost cool.
Almost.
So other than being the coolest kid in Nerds Worldwide, how was your week?
It's pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Let's see. I had a sleepover with my friends this week.
You slept over your friends?
My friends slept over at my house this
week. Oh, really?
Yeah.
What friends?
June Door. Brando with...
Brando the Commando?
Brando the Commando.
Yeah.
And you.
And me?
Yeah.
Damn.
Hey, Big Nick.
What do we do?
Give it to Lil Nick.
Huh? What do we do?
Well, what did we do? Well, Paula and Nick came over too. Lil Nick came over too, and they made spaghetti, and they ended up staying until like 2, and we ended up staying up until like 4, I think that night. Played Smash.
Watched witch videos. Yo, witches are real. Okay. Do you believe in witches?
No, witches are real.
Do you believe in brujas?
Oh, you don't believe
that's
in...
That's a good concept, though. Straight up, yeah.
Nigga, I'm high nigga pie.
Are you?
Yeah.
Do you believe in brujas?
I believe in brujas more than I believe in, I think, ghosts and demons now, man.
Yeah?
Fuck yeah. And then that's what I realized. You never hear Mexicans, like, straight chads talking about stories about ghosts. It's always about witches.
Yeah, straight up, huh?
Or, you know, you gotta...
It's because ghosts work for brujas, bro.
Well, like, no, it's like, you got an old homegirl, old Mexican homegirl.
Yeah.
Her neighbor was a bruja.
Yeah, straight up. Everybody like got a... Any Mexican you know, they got a neighbor who was a fucking bruja.
Bruja, like, yeah, neighbor, bruja. She was a bruja, but she was a good bruja. Or she was a bad bruja,
yeah,
because
she used to make this little marijuana mix for my back when it hurts. Right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Damn, straight up.
Like, she has a lot of chickens, and sometimes she has one less chicken. I think she cuts the head off and sacrifices it.
It's never because they're eating it, though.
Yeah, never because they're eating it.
They always do some weird shit.
Yeah, always doing some weird shit. Like, who actually kills their chickens?
Yeah.
I need to stop talking
like that. Yeah, everybody, and it's like, every Mexican you know, too, they... How could I put this? I'm trying to think of a way to wrap this around. Anytime, okay, when I'm with a certain type of person and there's a crow or an owl especially, that's a witch, you feel me?
Yeah.
To that person.
To that, you know what I'm saying? But like, I never really...
Even us, Nerds in the Dark, bro, when we went to Riverdale Road and we seen that owl, That was a bruja.
That was a bruja?
That was the one for me. That was a bruja, yep. Yep.
Dang.
Yep.
See, crows not really that scary for me because, like...
Is the Baltimore Ravens?
No, there's always fucking crows around. I always see
squads. They're smart as fuck.
Yeah, they are.
You want to hear a crow story?
Sure.
Before we start getting into our topics?
Yeah.
So, my brother has epilepsy, right?
Uh-huh.
And when he was first diagnosed with epilepsy, it was, like, really bad. Like, he was having grandma seizures, you know, kind of frequently.
What?
Grandma seizures.
Grandma?
Like, you know, like a grand finale kind of.
Oh.
Like, grandma. Yeah, so.
It's when you fall.
They're saying
grandma. Grandma seizures. Yeah, grandma. He turned into a grandma and started cooking for me. I'm like, he's having a grandma seizure.
I was going to say something. Never mind.
You going to get edgy?
I was going to get edgy, but I don't want to know.
I mean, we said so much shit on this podcast. Like, I don't think.
Well, you could call them grandma seizures because you go like.
Oh, that's like fucked up. That's fucked up.
What's the minute on that?
Okay.
Oh, fuck. I should have
said that. Yeah, you should have said that. Fuck.
Can you cut that out?
No, just kidding. No, just kidding. But anyways, so when he's having these, you know, they're pretty bad. But there was this.
Grandma.
Grandma seizures, 4 minutes.
Think about it. I would leave it in.
Think about it. Take a second.
Fink. So, anyway, so, like, when he's having these seizures, there's this crow that would always go to our window.
To your window?
To our window.
Not his window. Oh, he still lived with you?
Yeah, when he still lived with us. On some, like, crazy shit, though, dude. Like, and this crow would bring worms and shit to the window. Like, I don't know if it's trying to feed my brother. I don't know. But then, you know, my mom really got into it when she found out that my brother had epilepsy, so she'd read on all this shit. And dogs have, like, a... And especially birds, too, they have, like, a sixth sense for this shit. And that's why people have, like, who have epilepsy, they'll have the service dogs and shit. Bird box?
The what?
Yeah, they'll have their own bird box, but they'll have service dogs and shit, you know? Like, you know, there's this one girl, her dog would always, like freak out and start to bark at her. So what she would
like
do...
Like, before it would happen?
Yeah, so she'd find a place to sit down and all that. And, like, birds, they'll freak out and start, like, going... Like, this one girl had a bird, and it'd freak out and go all over her house. And when that would happen, straight bird box.
I'm high right now. This is low-key freaking me out.
So this bird would freak the fuck out, right, and go all over the room.
No, you save it.
Right, check it out. Hey, stay with me here. Stay with me. All right. So this bird would freak the fuck out and fly all over the room. Uh-huh. And that lady should go and lay in a spot. You know, she'd call someone, call the ambulance, and she'd lay in the spot. And sure enough, she'd have a seizure. The ambulance would get to her. Crazy, right?
Damn, yeah.
So crows are wild.
This crow
will
come and like kind of give y'all a hint before it would happen or something.
I don't know. I think so. I feel like I never noticed it, but the crow would always come to the window and like I said, would always like bring food and shit. Like I don't know if it's trying to take care of him. But now that thinking about it, it's probably bruja.
Do you think they had an end game?
No.
Gold.
Maybe.
Maybe. Almost, John. Almost. Anyways,
I tried. It was good. Maybe anyways, you fucking summed it up to like Thanos being a crow.
Thanos being a crow. Okay, hold on.
Thanos is a bruja.
Thanos is being.
Think about.
I
it,
like
that.
Damn. Okay.
Bruja way.
I can see. Okay, but where was your? Were you gonna go somewhere with?
Yeah,
saying,
I was gonna go with them.
Okay,
because you know that trailer just dropped.
What trailer? The Avengers?
Wait, what trailer? No, but yeah, the Avengers trailer.
And did you watch this one?
Yeah, we woke up next to each other and watched
it. Oh, we
it.
Did? Oh, when I slept over. Damn, crazy. Good times.
Yeah, good times.
Yep.
We also, to sidetrack.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we woke up that morning?
Uh-uh.
And like, you had to like hit the couch?
Oh, yeah. So
I've never experienced that. I have not experienced that. Like sleeping in the same room with someone that fucking does that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have not.
So yeah, so we're sleeping over, right? And it's kind of prone in our family. We all snore. I would say so, right? Our family, we all snore. And
you don't want to know it's him. You're trying to just be quiet. You don't want no one to know it's him.
And Booner Jr. was snoring pretty fucking loud, dude.
Pretty loud.
Woke us all up.
Woke me up first, and like I was like, I'm not going to go back to sleep. And then thank God Lee woke up because he fucking smacked the couch.
I woke that motherfucker up.
And he was like,
Maple snores too, though.
That's what I'm saying. It runs in our family.
Now you know who snores?
Gear Bear.
I know, I heard that next morning. They were like, Gary.
Gary's not pretty loud.
That's how my dad
when I was in my drinking, well, my mom too. I mean, sorry, mom. Shit, that's rude. Dad. But like when I was in my drinking days too.
Now that I think about it, growing up, your mom didn't snore.
Oh, fuck shit. No.
Damn. What about y'all two? You snore very sweet.
I snore if I'm like dead.
If you're dead.
Certain things I have sleep apnea because like when I fall asleep,
you stop breathing.
I'm like I'll be like.
Nah, this is called wet dreams, what bro.
This nigga said, he said, he goes, what?
You probably scared the fuck out of her.
Dude.
If someone, if I woke up and someone was like, I'm like, bruja, bruja, bruja.
But
I'll put the sage out real quick. Like that bitch.
I can't get over that right now.
You know what's a wild thought? You know what's a wild thought? Is I feel like all our dads snored it, you know, or snored like.
Do I snore?
And at one point,
I wonder why.
So check it out though. One day we're gonna be dads and we're gonna be the loud snorers.
Not me, because do I snore?
I don't know.
My dad.
I don't know.
I don't think you snore, but you're just like a little rabbit.
You know what I notice I do though? I curl up in a motherfucking ball when I sleep.
Yeah, shut up, me too. I think that's like on some little little people type shit.
Little people shit?
Yeah, like we just curl up and like warm, you know?
My ex used to be like, why the fuck do you curl up in a ball? When
you're like, I wanna be in the fucking fetal position.
Well, you ain't holding me.
I wanna be in the womb again. Yeah. It's just like that wanting to be in a womb type shit. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? That's a mama boy syndrome, bro. Yeah, like, mama boy syndrome, straight up.
I fucking like I do that. I think that's why my neck hurt all the other day. I was trying so hard not to like wake up and be looking at you.
Yeah.
So I was like looking the other way. It could have been a ball.
Yeah, right. Fool, you sleeping on my chest.
Yeah, I was like, you're choking my hair. Okay, but we woke up and watched the Endgame trailer.
We woke
trailer,
up
right?
And watched the Endgame trailer. Yeah, and that shit was fuego as fuck.
Yeah, it was cool.
Shit.
Every time I ask a question, because we were talking a little bit about it with Bittersweet. Bittersweet's always like. Oh, it could mean many things. And I'm like, can I just fucking watch the trailer and explain? No, I'm just kidding, but yeah, I saw the trailer with you for once.
Yep.
And
what'd you think about it, just right off the bat?
Well, you know, I love seeing Paul Rudd as that man.
Yep.
And their space
suits. And he looks fly as fuck.
Yeah, he looks fly as fuck. Their space suits.
That's what they are, right? Their space suits?
That's what Bittersweet said.
They're gonna go fight them. They're going to. They're taking this to fight to Thanos this time.
Yeah.
Dope. Well, they took it to him last time, and look what happened.
Well, only a few of them did though.
Oh, so now
Ant-Man's with them now.
The boys are back in town. Yeah. Okay.
Do you think Thor's gonna have a space suit? Does he have a space suit in that?
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
What's the point? He's like, you need a fucking match. Like, we can't be.
Like, we need to be a team today. Our friends died.
Did Captain Marvel, was she part of the group that walked out?
No, they didn't show her.
They showed her at the end. But she has to be with them, right?
But that's part of what I was telling Tron earlier.
What's up?
About.
See, this is why you can't just watch a trailer anymore. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, if you watch past trailers for like Infinity War, they like edited shit out and they put things that weren't actually in the movie in the trailers. If you notice. Black Widow, how her hair changes from when she meets Captain Marvel and from other scenes in the movie that are later on, her hair is red in those other scenes. Where she's blonde in the beginning when she meets
Captain Marvel.
Can
you repeat that?
No, he's good. A lot of people are speculating that there's not just time travel, but there's probably time skips. Like, there's a lot of the shit that's going to happen is probably 5 years down the line or something like that.
Okay.
Wait, so Petey's been gone for 5 years?
Who?
Petey.
Oh, Spider-Man?
My boy Pete.
Yeah.
Spider-Man.
Some shit like that.
Damn.
That's all you're worried about? What about Doctor Strange? Nah.
No, I really like Doctor Strange.
So
or Bucky.
There's just a lot of stuff that they're probably leaving out. I mean, if you notice, you didn't see Hulk or Bruce Banner in it. Especially in the walk.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, shit. Maybe. What the fuck? I didn't even think about the Hulk.
Yeah.
Does that little nigga got a fucking Root Beer float? You couldn't bring me one? Frosty. Oh.
So. Yeah, I don't know, man. It looked dope as fuck, but the more I watched it, like, Man, Cap or Iron Man are dying for sure. Or both.
What do you bittersweet?
They're dying, man.
I don't know if they're dying.
They're dying.
But they're not gonna be in future movies.
They're dying.
It might be like
they're not dying.
This generation needs a Mufasa.
They do. You're right. This generation needs a Mufasa. You're right. It's Cap.
Oh god.
Because they're not gonna let Robert Downey Jr. go. He's the bread and butter.
So
it's gonna have to be Cap. It's Cap. If someone's died, it's Cap. That's my prediction. They can't let Iron Man go because Iron Man's the bread and butter.
Yep.
And Cap is our white knight.
He's our white knight. Jesus Christ.
It's a possibility. But like I said, it can go in so many different ways. And I feel that way because of Captain Marvel now.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we all thought the Skrulls were going to be the bad guys.
They're like, this is really taking place in the 80s.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. And then the more I thought about it, too, is like...
This is going to be the movie... Go ahead.
No, this is going to be the movie I cry in.
You're going to cry?
I'll get into that, but go ahead.
I cry all kinds of movies, so it's all right.
Yeah.
They could retcon it to make it... Since they got X-Men now, right? They could make this whole thing take place in the 80s, reboot the franchise, and leave X-Men where it's at and have it...
Fix the timelines, bruh.
What?
Well, you seen that post, too. Remember when we were talking about it on the last podcast, the X-Men versus Avengers, and then they brought that shit up?
Yeah, because it would be fake news, though, you know?
Oh, that's good fake news, though.
Give me that fake news. Where you at, Alex Jones?
But I don't know, man. I'm excited, but I can't watch it with no one.
If you're going to cry, what do you mean you're going to take me, fool?
I can't take you. I'm sorry. I'll take you the second time. I know I told you, and I know I promised in that podcast.
Everybody go follow him on Instagram and give him shit. Give him shit. Tell him he broke my heart. Leave heartbreak emojis on his picture on Instagram.
He didn't say he was going to take you the first time.
I'll make you.
No, I don't even want to talk to you anymore. I'm fucking done with you. Take blotter or something.
I'll do a plea deal.
I don't want to fuck with you anymore. We can go. I'm done with you, nigga. I'm fucking done, dude.
Hold on. Here's a plea deal.
Fuck you.
Hear me out.
I don't want to hear
you. Hear me out. Take your sandwich package here. I don't want a sandwich package.
I'll just go with someone else. Yeah, me and Junior.
We can all go in the same theater.
Fuck you. Junior, me and you are going to go. Hey, Gary, you want to come with us? No. Let's go. Go by yourself, bitch.
No, I do want to go by myself.
Then go. I'll go with everybody else.
Do you want to know why, though? Fuck you. You're selfish. I don't want to cry in front of you.
I want to see you cry. I want to hold your hand and cry with you.
Okay, then we can go.
I don't want to. I'm already done with you, though. I'm fucking done with you. I'm done.
I know damn well I'm crying. I don't even know the Marvel movie.
Just think how sad that shit's going to be, though. Everybody, that shit out of your head.
Comment on his pictures and put heartbreak emojis. what's his?
Mako the King Official.
At Mako the King Official. Heart. Broken heart emojis in his pictures. Every picture. All the way down.
I'll make it up to you.
No,
but just hear me out, though. Hear me out, okay?
Let's try this scenario. Make it up to me?
I'll make it up to you. How am I going to make it up to you?
You want to?
Yeah.
You got to shake on it now before I say it.
No, because it's probably going to involve kissing.
No, it's not going to involve kissing.
All right.
I don't know you for Vegas.
Okay, for the first time.
All right, that's better. That's not enough.
What are we doing, the Vegas reunion?
In April.
Fuck, no, I ain't going to fucking Vegas again. Fuck that.
It will Skype you, bro.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
All right, check it out, though. Play this scenario, okay?
Okay.
We're about 2.5 hours into the movie. Okay, shit's intense. Shit happened we didn't even expect.
Wait up. Before you go into this, you're worried about crying in front of me. If you watch this movie in theater, you're going to be crying with everybody, probably.
Yeah, but at least no one I know, though. You know what I'm saying? Because I know you. You'll hold it against me. But check it out, okay? Say we go together. We're in this movie theater. Packed as fuck.
Okay.
All right? Opening day. The Marvel screen comes on. It's probably Stan Lee again, too. People fucking clapping their fucking hands off, right?
Woo! Yep. Stan Lee!
Yep. Cheeto popcorn all around the fucking theater. Going crazy.
Okay.
Slurpee juice in our shoes. Fast forward at 2.5 hours into the movie, okay? Gets really intense. The sound effects, they kind of phase out, and then it's overplayed by, like, some really slow violins. Right? That's what it worked, right? Like, you're not going to... You'll hear, like, impact, but there's no background. That'll work, too. A choir. Yeah. Cap is going, right? Cap is going. He's bleeding from the mouth.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like, damn, I didn't know Cap could bleed like that.
Okay.
Okay. He's going to fight Thanos, okay?
This is a Disney movie?
yeah, for real, straight up. He goes to block Thanos, shield breaks. Symbolism right there. What the fuck?
Oh, America.
America broken.
Trump.
Yep. So, all right, breaks, okay?
Okay.
Puts up the fight of his life, though.
Okay. And he does another one of those grabbing his hands
thing. Yeah, and it goes through, though.
He's like, mercy.
He says, mercy. Cap's dead. RIP. Okay. But I got to play this out, though. Do you think he'll die from, like, impact or from, like, a sword or something?
It's going to be tragic. Like, Thanos is going to get him with something sick. Like, you know how he did Tony?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Like, maybe. In the heart, though. Because home is where the heart is.
Or, no, how does he do it in the... Doesn't he just knock Cap's head off in the...
In the comic book?
Let me see real quick.
No. He disappeared like everybody else.
Cap did?
In the comic?
Yeah.
Doesn't he kill a lot of niggas off one by one?
He's the last one to phase out.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, comic books. So, anyways, we'll say it's a sword. Stabs him right in the heart. Mm-hmm. And there's like a... No sound. Close up on the eyes. And I'm talking about my eyes.
Your eyes? Oh, damn.
All right. One tear. Trying to make its way. All right. If I'm by myself... I could probably hold it in. But that tear is fighting, and you're next to me, and you go like this. A little shoulder touch, I'm losing it. I'm bawling.
How about instead of a shoulder touch?
Yeah.
So we're at a movie theater, right? So we're like watching it. That scene happens.
Yeah.
Instead of a shoulder touch?
Yeah.
A hand grab.
Oh, hand grab? I'll still lose it. You feel me? And I can't do that. For two reasons.
Why?
You'll make fun of me for the rest of my life. And then on top of that, I'll probably be crying so hard that I won't see what happens afterwards and have to go back and watch it again.
Damn, you because we'll be making out at that point.
Yeah, exactly. That's the real reason. I'm trying to watch the movie and not make out and shit.
Did you watch Infinity War?
Yeah, I saw it when it came to fucking Netflix.
God, Jesus Christ. What is this? Detention?
I watched it too when it first came out, but it was a quality.
Did you pirate it?
No, I didn't pirate it. Is it pirating if you watch it off the internet?
I don't know. No.
Damn, look, Cap gets backhand hardcore by Thanos in the comic, though.
He gets bitch slapped.
Yeah, straight.
So that's why I think I gotta go by myself. No, you know what, though? Check it out, though. I'd be fine with going with, let's see. Nick, have you kept up with the movies? I'd be fine going with Nick, Gear, Bittersweet, or you.
You already said you were gonna take me.
No, you didn't hear me out. You didn't hear me out, though. I wouldn't feel comfortable going with y'all two because I don't feel like y'all kept up enough.
Who?
These two right here.
Who?
Nick and Junior. Have you seen Captain Marvel?
He right, though. He did watch Infinity War.
He did watch Infinity War. You feel me? And just because they would distract me a little bit. Nothing against them. Oh, if you take your daughter, then we got to worry about a baby?
Yeah, baby crying halfway.
A baby in a kid movie? Come on, now.
Baby out of here.
Who the fuck's baby? Who brings a baby to a Marvel movie?
He's right next to me. Get this baby out of here.
It's Disney, though.
Yo, someone push this baby.
Poor Nick.
There's just a comedian. I think I talked about this on the podcast before. Have I? I'm going to say it again, though. Where he talks about bringing kids to movie theater, and there's a kid crying.
And James Gunn staying for fucking Disney or something like that, right? Damn it, I fucked it up. God damn it.
Almost. And he says
almost.
Really, you guys are plotting on that? Y'all are whack as fuck.
I wasn't plotting. I don't got my phone on me.
No, he's freestyling.
Yeah, I'm freestyling.
Ooh, make it down, Tatiana.
Bust down, Tatiana. On the west. Oh, yeah. That's the funny line. On the game, say on the west.
Stupid.
What is it? Break it up, then I bet that shit down on the west.
We'll talk about James Gunn, okay? But let me just finish the joke.
Think about this shit while we're doing it. Like, this is great.
Is this quality?
This progress? You see the progress?
Nope.
On the west.
On the west. West side.
All right, go.
501, Air Force. So, and he's like, the baby's crying. He's like, oh my God, did you stab that baby? And the dad's like, no. You know, he's like, well, can you?
Too dark, fool.
Thomas Segura.
Oh, yeah, that shit was funny. I seen that bit.
Yeah, Tom Segura is one of my favorite. You go check him out. He's one of my favorite comedians out right now.
What's one of your favorite directors?
Probably this one guy, Jim. He goes by Jim. I know him personally. Last name is like Gon. Jim Gon.
I think that's a racist term.
Is that a racist joke?
Racist term.
Racist term?
Yeah.
Jim Gon? Like my goons?
I'm just kidding.
James Gunn.
James Gunn.
Why would you ask?
I don't know. Why?
Is it a coincidence?
Well, apparently something happened over the week, maybe. Yeah?
Yeah, I'd say the week, probably. I mean, it's been a couple days, but it's probably been even more days since I'm watching this.
Yeah.
So, last week, what happened?
James Gunn is
Reinstated? Yes.
Sorry?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just guessing words. Throwing them out here because I don't know what you're talking
direct
about.
Guardians 3?
Yeah, I heard that too.
I didn't hear it until they wrote the topics that was on our list today.
And that's cool as fuck, but we could break that shit down, Tatiana.
Beat that shit up and break that shit down on the West.
5-1-1, 5-1-1.
Okay.
That's wild on so many levels.
Why? Why do you say that?
Let's spitball. Why we think it's wild. Okay?
You go first.
That just shows that Disney's like, at first, like, no, James Gunn, bad James Gunn, get out. And they're like, it's okay, you make weird jokes. Come back in. Money's money.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Which I don't think he should have got fired in the first place, though. But I'm just saying, according to Disney's morals, that's fucking hypocritical shit.
I think the times is changing again. Like, you know, we had that little soft edge part. I think it's going to go on a little more.
A little edgy again?
Like, hey, I'm all right with saying.
Pedo shit.
Nah.
Whoa, Nick. Jesus. Whoa, jeez, Nick.
I believe that's it.
Jeez, goddamn, Nick. Fucking A, dude. What's on your mind?
No, but I hope so. I hope people are getting a little less sensitive these days.
Look at us.
Yeah, look at us. Thriving.
We're gaining subscribers every kind of little raunchy now.
Yeah, I think every fuck we say, we get one more subscriber. Mm-hmm. But it has to be a solid one.
You know a solid one. It can't be just like a...
Like, fuck.
Yeah, but yeah.
But that's one reason, so...
Batista is all probably butt wet. Probably so... That's one thing that's crazy to me.
Imagine he was just on the internet, too.
Yeah,
he's
scrolling.
Like James Gunn.
I'm checking my Twitter.
Yeah.
Mad because James Gunn...
coming back last week.
Huh?
Teased James Gunn coming back as director last week on Twitter.
Oh, for real?
Oh, shit. He, like, put, like, a hand up, like, a theme song playing.
So Batista last week made a tweet that said James Gunn's coming back.
That's what he said?
So, this would have been 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago.
Oh, he just said it?
Yeah. No, he didn't say it out loud, like, yo, he's coming back, but I think he teased it.
He was like, James Gunn's coming back, LOL.
LOL, JK, or am I?
Okay.
He's like, J Pistola?
J Pistola. This guy.
Sorry.
So what does that mean for the series then? When is this going to... Are they shooting it already?
What does that mean for DC?
These nuts. What does that mean for DC?
Because James Gunn is directing Suicide Squad.
What?
Part 2.
Damn. Has that even started yet?
Script's done. I don't think they started recording yet because they still... Yeah, they haven't started recording yet.
They're in pre-production.
Yep.
So you think this is going to be like great Suicide Squad?
I think it's going to be fucking awesome, dude. But I'm just wondering, like, I bet you DC was like, fuck yes, we fucking got the director. Like, we're going to bring this fucking franchise back up. Like, here we go. And then James is like, hey, guys.
You don't think they'll let him work on both?
The old crew kind of wants me back. I don't think so.
No?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, he's going to work on both.
Like he's going to work on
both
companies?
Not at the same time, though.
Oh, I know he's doing both movies, but do you think they'll let him to continue working in both universes?
I don't see why not.
I feel like there's contract issues or something.
I would feel like something like bullshit
I think a director would be the same as an actor, you know? They can go between. It just depends on...
time constraints and shit like that.
But like... Yeah, I guess so, depending on the contract. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's a good point. Nick said that. Yeah, if you're a Crip,
Kevin
can you be a Blood?
Justice League.
You said what?
Kevin Feige helped with Justice
League. These Kevin Feige helped with they're all probably working together anyway.
Yeah, true. That's rude. That's rude to say.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
They're all Harvey Weinstein, so.
That's even more rude to say. That's like monster type shit, you know? I mean, not saying the Chomas aren't monsters.
Well, you know me and my conspiracies.
Yeah, I know you and your conspiracies.
Shout out to Brad.
Oh, yeah, Brad. I heard that fool said he's going to beat or kill or something like that to Harvey Weinstein.
For real?
When he found out some shit about... This is what I heard on the Joe Rogan podcast.
Brad Pitt?
Brad Pitt. Whoa. That's the one that was dating Angelina Jolie, right?
No, Angelina Jolie is the one that was dating Brad Pitt. Get it straight, all right? Don't try to knock Brad Pitt.
I mean, they're both kind of on that level.
I know they are on that level, but don't try to knock my boy Brad Pitt. You know what I'm saying? And Glorious Bastards was a shit. No? Okay. I think that was his only movie I liked. Mr. and Mr. Smith?
Seven?
11?
But yeah, he said he's gonna beat that fool up or kill that nigga or something like that. I don't wanna get the words mixed up, but it was something along that. He made a threat.
Okay.
Saying that he will fuck that fool up.
He said, "Is you scared?"
Dude, remember the other night?
Is you threatened?
Dude, let's not go. Yeah, about
we keep going way too far. Back to this whole DC though. Right?
But what were we talking about? DC. Oh yeah, what are they? So you think they will let him, in your opinion? Would they let him? I think they will.
I don't know.
How he put it as an actor, would, yeah. He could like.
Well, actors are on contract, so technically, if you know, I mean, Cap could now, but like Spider-Man couldn't go into the DC universe because he's on contract.
Oh, you're right. Well, hopefully not. But then again, that fool might be making mad federals if he fucking works for both of them.
Some mad Fetty way? Damn, he's like DC money, Marvel money. Okay, and we're back. So check it out. Jim Gunn.
So you think he's gonna switch sides?
Yeah, so he'll switch sides. Guardians will be dope. Like you said, Dave Bautista is gonna be butt wet. He's probably already butt wet.
I bet that fool's fingering his ass right now.
He's probably on Twitter and he's like, oh, pfft. Oh, sorry. That's how his wife was.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, what the fuck? He's like, look. And she's like, oh, pfft.
Gross.
That's cool though. I'm excited, man, because Guardians is dope as fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, they kind of fucked that shit up too. I wonder how Adam Warlock is gonna come into play now.
He's gonna beat that shit
a little late. You know what I'm saying? A little late.
What if he could still make a little cameo maybe?
You think he'll make a cameo in
he could Endgame? He could still technically be written to the script of Endgame, right?
Yeah, technically.
So like, yeah, he could still be there.
Yeah, I guess if they fuck with the timelines. Because if they make Guardians 3 in the time between Guardians 2 and Infinity War, that would work.
Well, no, you could even make it post.
Ooh, I like that.
Because if you do it post, you could have the ones that leave and then him just be there. And that could be the first interaction with the Guardians that are there.
Okay. Oh, that's
then,
cool, too. Because
he could be one that disappear and then everything comes together. And then Guardians 3 just takes place after. Unless their contracts expire or whatever the fuck happens.
Because technically, doesn't Adam Warlock beat Thanos in...
He's a clutch player, I believe.
I thought he's the one that delivers the final
blow. Because Silver Surfer is a big
Silver
part
Sulfur.
Of
it. Silver Sulfur. Silver Sulfate.
Nebula
does?
Nebula actually might be the bad guy in the ending.
Whoa, what the fuck?
Wait, what?
Switching sides? That's a Crip and a Blood. No, that's a James Gunn type of move.
Fucking everybody else over here.
That's a James Gunn move right there. South. Just kidding. So Nebula might be the one to fuck everybody over?
Yeah.
Like on some selfish ass shit?
Yeah.
Like she wants the stones.
Kinda, yeah.
Damn.
Because I think in the comics she actually stole the gauntlet back from Thanos and kind of fucked everything up.
Shady shit, Nebula.
Yeah, I think that's when Adam Warlock comes in.
Okay. So that could be cool. I don't think he'll play a part in Endgame, but it's a possibility. Right? Okay.
Sorry, I was reading some stuff.
No, you're cool. You get lost in your computer, forget about me. Well, spend time with me, and then you go chill with your friends. I'm just kidding.
You haven't even invited me to your house or anything yet.
Shut the fuck up. It's been 12 hours.
You invited me?
Y'all didn't even hit me up after work or anything.
Who?
Yeah. Yes, last night.
You didn't want to come fucking
I didn't want to come fuck. Alright. Just kidding. Alright.
So yeah, James Gunn, dope. Congratulations. Back everybody, round of applause.
I
want to
know what
James.
You said at the
James
end
back.
Right there though.
What was I saying? The Tish Winter is recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Okay. Whatever.
What was I saying?
I don't know.
Because I'll conclude.
What'd you say at the end when you were like, okay, whatever?
Nebula is gonna fuck everybody over. Adam Warlock, James Gunn. I'm spitballing here, Tron. Come on,
Adam
help
Warcock.
Me out.
Matt Reeves.
Ooh, dude, we should go into that.
What?
Like get like some real studio, like high budget, porn, comic book movies.
Ooh,
like high budget. I mean, Adam Warcock. Yeah. Yeah, spider ass. Yeah, that one's a little
bad
harsh
dick.
And straightforward. Bad dick. You see what I'm saying? Harley Queef.
Super clit.
Come on, what's the word? Give some more.
The incredible choke.
The good of a chode. Anybody else? Anybody else got any? No? No?
Cat Man, the guy that can't get it up.
Cat Man. Iron Dick.
I already stopped.
Oh, jeez. Thor, the god of Pound Town. I don't know. No, horrible. Stop, that was stupid. Stop. Anyways, next topic. Batman.
Bat-fan?
You know Batman?
Bat-nick.
You know Bat-nick?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think people ever call him that as an insult?
Instead of Bat-dick, you're just a natural billionaire.
Stop.
Think you're the shit? You're a Bat-dick. Probably got all kinds of girls and manipulate them and stuff. Do you think Bruce Wayne's a manipulator?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, dude.
Like, womanizer?
He's
smart.
No, I don't think he's weird. I think he's a womanizer. I don't think he's on some weird shit. Like, he likes women that are of age.
Let's see.
That are, you know, legal.
He doesn't pee on them?
He doesn't? I don't think Batman pees on no one.
Damn, is Bruce Wayne a womanizer?
Yeah, absolutely, though.
But it's also the real mask.
It's the real mask?
Whoa, I mean, he dates a bunch of chicken heads with absolutely no intention of a meaningful relationship.
Hold on, pause.
That's the first thing I knew.
Pause real quick. Bittersweet said that Bruce Wayne is the real mask. Continue.
No, that was just something what I just read before. It's something from 2003.
So check it out, though.
Saying that Batman is a womanizer, I guess, but at the same time, he isn't wrong for it.
He's not wrong for it? Why not?
I don't know. I don't want to read it. I don't want to go down a hole, and I kind of lost the link already.
It was a different era, 2003.
Yeah, 2003.
Here's the thing, though. I feel like we all have a little Bruce Wayne in us, or we all at least want to get a little Bruce Wayne out. We all go through our phases, you feel me? But eventually, a Catwoman comes through. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying. You know the one.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't think we could all just discredit and put Bruce Wayne down for being a womanizer. You got to give people the chance to change. And sometimes it takes a Catwoman.
Yeah, right. Clap. No. What about Batman?
Oh, yeah, my fault. They're filming a movie at the end of the year or something.
Yeah. So that was a topic from our fellow.
Just kidding. It got confirmed. They're going to start production at the end of the year. Who's playing Batman, though?
Casting sooner than later.
Casting sooner than later.
They're probably going to have a casting couch on.
The next couple weeks.
Casting couch Batman.
Whoa. Batcave edition. Damn. Horrible lighting.
Horrible lighting. They're like, he has a mask on in the dark.
It's just all sounds and shit. It's all sounds. It's like, Batcave echo location.
They test your Batman voice.
He's like, now I'm going to need you to test your Batman voice while sucking my dick.
Is this normally how these are?
Yeah, this is how everything.
Producers need to see. Horrible.
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 But speaking of Batman, I saw a documentary this week on Hulu.
Yep.
Let me find out what it's called real quick because I forgot what it was
Hulu
called.
Hulu documentaries. Tron's watching Batman now. He's switching over to the dark side. Some might say he was always on the dark side.
There you go. Thanks, Gary, right when I popped it up on the internet. It's a documentary.
Talk to the mic.
About how
what?
You know the creator of Batman, Bob Kane?
Yeah, everybody knows Bob Kane. Everybody knows Bob Kane, the creator of Batman.
I'm pretty sure that's his name, right?
Yeah.
That's his name?
Yeah.
Okay, because I didn't know.
Everybody knows him. What about him?
Well, you know, he's been credited for,
because he created him.
Yeah, he created Batman. Yeah. Well, this documentary called Batman and Bill.
Okay. Batman and Bill?
Yeah.
It was Batman and Robin, I thought.
No, Bill.
Okay, let me hear this.
Is the co-creator
of Batman. Wait, there's a co-creator?
Yes.
And his name is Bill?
Bill Finger. Bill Finger banged an orangutan.
At your local zoo.
There you go. All right, but this documentary goes in and talks about how, like, Bob and Bill went to the deal,
if you're a Batman fan, you know this.
Yeah, you know this. I didn't know about this until I saw this documentary, and I was like, what the fuck?
Your mind's a
I was like, whoa! But yeah, this whole deal goes down about like how he helped create it and didn't agree to take credit, and this guy fucking pretty much lived until he died, getting no credit for Batman. And this documentary follows the guy investigator,
yeah,
who's like pretty much Batman himself.
Holy shit! If you think about it, he's because
he has to go in deep. He does a lot of fucking investigating. Yeah. He finds the family, finds relatives, and thanks to him,
the Bob family got some credit.
Bill
got some credit.
But like, it's crazy. But he got the family to like be able to start going to premieres, and they were catering him. But it also shows how like DC tried to
like
hush him and like get him out. Like, hey, here's like some money, like. But then it eventually plays out, and
he's a Ben Affleck autograph.
Yeah, taking him to all kinds of shit, doing all kinds of things for them, you know, spoiling them.
Yeah,
offers them some hush money, I guess. But then, you know, they were like, nah, they went to court for it.
Yeah,
and like it ended, but they ended up finally getting his name credited on like on the big screen, because you know having it on the big screen is a really big deal. Finally did it for Batman vs. Superman, I believe. He has, it says, from original creator Bob Kane and Bill Finger.
That's dope, like that. Yeah. See, maybe I was just late, but I always thought that it was that Bob and Bill both worked on it together. And they were always arguing about who did it, you know, who was actually the creator. And that was what I always knew. Well, I didn't know that it was a thing that Bob actually was like, nah, motherfucker, it was me.
Well, what makes it seem like what it is, it's like, it's not like he like tried to do it. It was like a deal. And then he just like never, but there's like dog things where like Bob started saying like, well, if I could have, I wish I could have, like after the dude died, he was like, I wish I could have, so really, but that pilot that this documentary really paints the picture and is really like on Bill's side.
Do they make Bob seem to be like a dick?
Honestly, a little bit. Like, okay. I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm like that at the end of the documentary, I was like, fuck Bob.
Damn, like, what the fuck?
Like
R. Kelly, Michael Jackson, now Bob?
Dude, now, but like, it's not like, I'm pretty sure the guy wasn't that bad. I'm pretty sure it wasn't as bad as they say it was. Yeah. But like, this documentary, it really does make Bob see like he was kind of like, at least from my watching, it was like Bob, like I wouldn't, like you're fucking kind of shady. Like, how could you do that to like a dude?
Yeah,
like he got like homies? No cred. I don't think they were homies. I think they were just like. They explained more. Like, I can't remember all of it. Like, you gotta go watch it. Like, really, just watch it. Like, you can watch it on over here if you need to. And like, they do, like Bittersweet was saying, how like this is something that companies do for all the time. They hire artists and stuff like that, and they don't give them credit. But this was like something on their terms. This was on Bob's and Bill's terms.
Oh shit! Like, just an agreement between
them. Between them. Versus it going through like DC Comics or whoever it was. DC before, when it was made, it was something else. Before it was Detective Comics or something like that, or he was working for another company or something like that.
That's what DC stands for.
Detective Comic Comics.
Detective Comic Comics.
Yeah.
Jesus, Nick threw off the whole fucking vibe.
They're gonna start calling it DCC.
DCC.
DCC Comics.
Me and Junior were talking about, what if there was someone named, what we say, John Johnson, and he was explaining himself as John Johnson's son. My name is John Johnson's son.
John Johnson's son?
Yeah, my fault. That's off twister. Topic, but it's just just kind of
canceled. But yeah, go check out that documentary if you're looking for something to watch, something interesting, and if you didn't know about that, now you guys know that there's two creators.
Yep. It's kind of fucked up, though. They're just using Robin's name as hype and shit, too.
Yeah, and then, like, the book that the Foo wrote about him is called, like, something Bill the Boy Wonder, and isn't that like Robin's little thing?
Maybe he invented Robin.
This guy, Mark Taylor Nobleman, is the guy who wrote the thing.
Oh
yeah, right here. Here's the book cover. Bill the Boy Wonder.
Bill Nye the Science Guy. The secret
co-creator of Batman. And he was the one who really put that guy on the map for that. Damn, look at these comics.
Well, shout out, Bill.
Shout out, Bill. Shout out, Bill.
Shout out, Bill.
Which one do you want to do next?
I don't want to talk about this one.
Which one is that one? I don't either. I don't fucking know what the fuck that is. I don't know who the fuck brought that one to the table on the real, dude.
Fix your shit a little bit. Bring it up. I'm gonna put that shit down. you gotta tighten it, guys.
Where?
Right
here?
No. Yep.
This way?
Yep. There you go.
That should be good. Okay. Let's not do that one. And pick the other two then.
Okay. Let's go into. We're really gonna talk about this one forever. Do you want to just let's run by Fire Emblem real quick?
All right. So I started playing Fire Emblem.
Okay. Next topic. Just kidding. Go ahead.
This is fucking rude. I hate you.
Okay, Fire Emblem.
I don't want to talk
about it. What is Fire Emblem? Do you want to give the fans a...
Spark up that blunt. He killed my vibe a little bit.
Ooh, you killed my vibe. Don't use me as a fucking
shut the fuck up. First you fucking tell me. First you tell me you're not going to take me to Endgame because you want to fucking
You already know I'm going to take you to fucking Endgame, dude. All right. Jesus.
Okay. Damn, look at our fucking...
Okay. Fire Emblem.
So Fire Emblem's a Nintendo game that I recently... I bought this game like 2 years ago when Fates came out or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like a strategy turn-based game.
Okay. What could you compare it to?
Have you played XCOM?
Damn, dude, you're Elon Musk right now.
What?
Moking on the podcast.
I started talking about being the simulation.
Yeah. Oh, trip me out, man. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
But it's like a strategy turn-based game, kind of. XCOM is the only game I've seen similar to it. Nick knows what I'm talking about. I don't know if you ever played XCOM.
No.
But, like, you pick and you can move a certain amount of spaces. And then it's kind of like role-playing at the same time. It's fucking hard, dude. I'll let you try it right now. I'm only, like, 5 stages in.
And okay, I'll try.
It's a pain in the ass, but it's a really cool franchise. It's, like, where Roy's from.
Okay. Oh, fucking Roy players? Melee Roy players?
Roy, Barth, all the Fire Emblem characters, obviously. I found out who Corrin is.
Corrin?
Corrin or whatever her name is on Smash Bros. She's the girl on the game that I'm playing right now, and that's why she's a boy and a girl, because you could pick as a boy or a girl.
Yep.
And I was like, whoa, when I figured that out. But Fire Emblem is like a game. It's been out for like ever, dude. Forever, ever. But it's didn't get like Americanized or what is it called, or serialized in America.
Yeah.
Until like the 7th game was out, and that was like in 2003. The first taste America ever got of a Fire Emblem character was in like they had an anime before we even got a game.
Yeah.
But the first time was in Super Smash Bros. Melee.
That's crazy.
And that's like people loved them so much that they were like, and that's when we got a port over on the Game Boy Advance, I believe it was.
So where's this going, Tron? Tell me.
I'm just telling you because I fucking love the game. I know I'm not. I'm like, the series is cool.
Oh,
I'm
getting respect for it. I thought you were saying there's gonna get like, I thought like a new game.
Oh no! Well, wait. I was going to all this.
Wait, there's more.
Wait, there's a lot. I'm just saying, like, I'm getting the love for the series.
Okay.
I'm learning. Footsies, whoa! I know where all these characters in Smash are now, and like who they are, and a little bit because I've been watching mad videos about it. The game is like, I'm telling you, it's hard. And like, I'm playing casual mode right now because I'm a rook.
Yeah.
Where like, when I die, my people come back obviously after a match.
Yeah.
But the normal way you play, which is like the hard way, I forgot what it's called, but you, shit, I don't know that ashtray. But you,
don't fucking front for the podcast. Like, you don't,
I know, but you pointed it out earlier and it makes me feel fucking gross because Nick came over here and like,
why? Nah, it's a good lesson though. Like, I was telling you, you know what I'm saying? You're sophisticated motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? You do your thing, you smart, you're on top of a lot of shit, and you do a lot of shit that's up to date with today's society. But on the other hand, you do some ratchet ass shit like ash your blunts on the table. But why'd you say that? Remember, why'd you do that?
Because I gotta stay humble.
Stay humble. Remember your roots.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. But where was I with that?
Fire Emblem, you're starting to love this game.
Oh yeah, but there's another mode where you have to fucking, where the real mode, I guess, the way the games are classically played, is where when you lose a match and someone dies in the game, they die. Like, you lose that member for the rest of the
game. So you can't use them?
You can't use them.
Whoa.
So like,
dude, that could.
And this game, so this game really has a good. It's really good because you learn. You really. Like, I mean, Pokemon does a good job of it. But this game, you really get a bond. Like, I feel
you
like
get a bond with the character.
And also, you pair up on this game, like the one that I got, and it's like a lineage line. So your people, when you pair them up, they start like falling in love, and eventually they have kids.
Whoa, like
you,
Sims.
Yeah, and then you partner up in your fleet, and you go to battle and shit.
Yeah.
I don't know how much in depth it goes, because I haven't gotten that far into it. But like, it's fucking dope. I mean, there's a lot of like really like in-game mechanics that factor into making your team like a lot better. And so it's really cool. games, like the ones on the GameCube and on the Wii, those go for like $150.
Damn.
They're really rare, so I'm really glad that I got a copy. I'm going to try to get a copy of Awakening, the other one on the 3DS, because I just want to copy these games since I am kind of falling in love with this series as it is right now.
That's crazy. That defends our argument for last week's topic, too, how Nintendo games just fucking rise. You could go buy a PS2 game for
And it's because they're so rare, too, now. And it's a GameCube game for like, $150. But now, and then they just announced a new Fire Emblem game for the Switch, Three Houses, Season of Warfare Edition. I don't know, so that means they're probably going to do, because like that game that I got right now is Fire Emblem Fates.
Yeah.
And there's Birthright, and then there's Conquest.
49.
Birthright and Conquest. I got Conquest, and they're both like, they take different routes of how you go and play the game. Like, I guess Birthright is more focused on getting gold and accumulating stuff and like leveling up a player. Versus where the one I got is more strategy turn-based.
Okay.
Like, you're not going to get a lot of that stuff, which I kind of regret getting because this game is fucking hard as shit. So that's what maybe, I don't know, this one says an edition. Like, it says edition. So maybe this one, like, Warfare Edition, Season of Warfare Edition. So maybe they might do another two versions.
That's cool.
But they came up with one last year, or 2017, two.
Did not work out, or what?
I don't know. I just never caught wind of it, but I'm pretty sure.
Was it for the Wii U?
Well, what's interesting about it is, no, it's for the Switch. Interesting about Fire Emblem is, before Awakening was coming out, they didn't do so good in sales. Like, it kind of had like a cult following. So the Awakening, if it didn't make a certain amount of sales in the first week or whatever or whatever in its lifetime, they were gonna stop making Fire Emblem games. But Awakening made like beat expectation in opening week and like sold, I forgot what the numbers were, but like ridiculous numbers. Way more than they even thought it was. So that rebooted the franchise, and it really looks like, from what it looks like, they've came out with almost a game almost every year, at least 2-3 years. I see Awakening came out in 2012.
Fucking Nintendo, Fates
15, man. And then they did a collab in 15, then they had one in 3 games in 2017.
If you're sleeping on Nintendo, you getting some good sleep, huh?
Yeah, you getting some good fucking sleep. And then the first game came over in 2003. The first Fire Emblem game on the Game Boy Advance. All of them were just... Yeah, but it's an interesting franchise. I mean, it got a lot of lore.
You got me interested.
I mean, it's fun.
Are you a game. Nintendo rep?
I might as well be. I fucking love Nintendo, man. Nintendo, where you at? Put me on. I'll stop smoking weed for you guys.
Hey, whoa. Hey, would you stop smoking
yes,
Nintendo?
I would.
That's
stop
some real shit
Nintendo.
Right there. That's a real love. I'm saying.
Yeah, I'll stop it. For Nintendo. I'll put on. I'll be like, shit, give me a job there. I'll be living good, man.
Yeah. You'll wear a suit, huh?
I'll wear a suit, nigga. I'll clean up. I'll fucking do a bittersweet go live and be like, nyeh. For real, though. I love Nintendo. Like, that's why I was like, I'm using my 3DS. I got all those games. I mean, all I got are Pokemon games on my 3DS, but I was like, I need to play that game. I was
shit.
Like,
you a fucking real one, though. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like with our crew, we all love Nintendo as kids, and everybody fell off Nintendo. You know what I'm saying?
Not all I ever had was a...
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. That's why you a real one.
Uh-huh.
Because everybody fell off. But you continue to ride with that. You're Nintendo. Like, I'm gonna ride this out. I'm here for the long run. You
know what I knew they were going to pull out. I knew the Wii and the Wii U were just a little
unlike
like
you?
Funk. It was, huh?
Unlike you.
What do you mean unlike you?
You said you knew they were going to pull out.
You dog.
No, but for real though, because if you didn't continue to stay with Nintendo, I don't think that we would be into Nintendo at all. None of us would be.
Yeah, because y'all were all into that Call of Duty wave. I hate Call of Duty.
No, I still love it. I still ride for fucking Modern Warfare 2.
Modern Warfare 2 is a good one. Yeah. I love Modern Warfare 2.
Did you get that remaster of the Modern Warfare on PS4?
Nuh-uh. Was it Modern Warfare 2?
It's free. Yeah, it's free this month.
What the fuck? Did you shut the fuck up for real?
Yeah.
Oh, the first Modern Warfare.
Why is it still copy? That one's still a good one,
though.
I still
copy. Modern Warfare is free this month. Is it on PlayStation Plus?
Yep.
PlayStation
it's free?
Plus. Go get it.
Damn, there you go. Y'all
that's
better go. Does PlayStation Plus still
you get
do
it?
The...
I'm going to get it, too. I got my PlayStation back up.
They still do the free games every once a month?
Yeah?
Yeah?
Do one every month, yeah.
Damn,
are they
that's
good games? Ever?
Modern Warfare, bro.
Well, yeah. You're right.
Yeah. But yeah, so you real one, bro, because that shit's... Like I said, I don't think we.
So there you go, Nintendo. See, look, I kept all my friends in there. There's what, like, potentially how many customers in here for you? One,
I mean,
two,
bittersweet.
Three, four,
were you playing
five,
Nintendo
six.
Shit forever?
Well, yeah, Nintendo. I feel like he was.
I was playing GameCube.
Thank you,
shit,
bro.
But I don't play video games unless I have somebody to play with.
Okay. Okay. So do you think you got invested into the Switch because of what we do here?
Oh, I was going to get it anyway.
Okay.
Because the Switch was great. It's fucking...
I like Smash Bros.
Oh, yeah.
But you would have got it for Smash? Mm-hmm. Okay.
The same reason why I got a 2DS just for Pokemon.
Straight up.
You got a 2DS and one that opens or the...
Oh, no, the flat one.
The flat one?
Yeah. Ugh, bit How sweet.
Is that? It's chunky?
Gross. Chunky? Why don't you just buy a Game Boy Advance?
I feel like you could chuck a 2DS at someone's head and fuck them up.
You probably dent your wall with a 2DS.
You
can
dent your wall with an original 3DS.
The XLs, dude. I got a little 3DS. The XLs, fuck.
I got the XL. They were clean. Mine's clean.
I'll trade you mine and give you $100.
Shut the fuck up.
No, yeah.
Mine's clean. Well, I got the Mario Edition one, too.
I need to get a 3DS. Fuck.
Yeah, mine's clean.
Yeah, I got the first DS.
Say that.
Might as well get a fucking laptop.
Huh?
Might as well get a laptop. There is a DS. That's a bittersweet saying. You can bring it home with those too. Because they're bulky as fuck, huh? Yeah. Like, they don't even fold clean.
I remember when, what's her name? Mariah Loon. I almost said,
yeah.
Cut her last name out of her. Said it. Mariah used to have one back in middle school. And she was the one I always remember having with the 3D or DS, a classic DS like that.
For real?
Yeah. She was classic. Yeah. But
so,
yeah.
Thank you, Sean, for keeping me on this Nintendo wave. Because like I said, even with Sword and Shield, I'm hyped about this game, and I wasn't hyped in previous years.
Dude, I'm hyped for Pokemon. It's just like, damn, Pokemon's so like, if you want to like play that game, you gotta play that game.
No, I don't think that's the case though, because there's players like me,
uh-huh.
And there's players like Connor, you know, who like get into fucking
yeah.
Like, remember, you even tried to get into fucking was it
Eevee
training? And all
that? Does that too, don't you?
Do Eevee training?
Eevee training?
Oh, what's it called?
My bro does that.
You say, but you have there's so many levels to it. I can enjoy it because I'll play it once a month, and then there's people that will play fucking will log 16 hours and. 2 days.
See, I can't get like that because like I'm playing fucking like I got a catalog of games I need to beat. I'm about to beat Breath of the Wild, and I was like, I want another game. I was like, what am I thinking? I got Conquest I need to beat, and then not even that. I was playing Wind Waker on the GameCube. I'm like a dungeon away from beating that game, and then I got Twilight Princess as well on the GameCube. Yeah. I'm like, why the fuck do I need a new game? I got like fucking 50 games I gotta fucking beat.
But that's the cool thing about Nintendo games too and shit too. Like, even when Destiny came out. So fucking fun, dude, because we all squatted up. We got the crew together.
Destiny's the one that the Halo Bungie made, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, with that one, if your homeboys play 2 days without you, you're fucked.
Why?
Because they level up to a level where it's not even fun anymore because they got to carry your ass for the rest of the fucking mission. Because
they're playing on, you got to go to higher levels now? Yeah,
so you play, the enemies are always going to be at the highest level, like whoever's in the
Damn.
Match. So like I said, and the way that we're playing it, if you miss a day or two, you're fucked. But with Nintendo games, they're so, like, the story mode behind them and everything. You could just focus by yourself. So if you wanted to, you could fucking play Twilight Princess for 12 hours straight, go play another game for 12 hours straight, come back, and nothing's going to change. It's still going to be there for you, and you could just invest that time, you know, rather than Absolutely. Something like, you know. Even Call of Duty did a good job, too, because, not really, though, because when you play online, you start to play these kids that are just fucking outrageous.
No, like, speaking about, like, kids... being outrageous on Fortnite, yeah. I mean on games, your net Brandon on Fortnite. Oh my god, I haven't
seen him.
He's crazy good at Fortnite.
Bro, he claws.
Yeah, that shit.
Have y'all ever heard of clawing? I know you have. Have you heard of clawing? I don't know if he made. He said he didn't. He didn't make it up.
He said he watches YouTubers.
He said they don't do that.
They don't do that.
Yeah, he said he watches YouTubers and they don't do that.
He fucking plays like.
So what he does is he keeps his thumb.
No, you can't tell his secret. You can't tell his secret. You can't tell his secret.
I can tell a secret. No. Because we're giving him credit.
No, you can't. Because then what if people start using it and then they take his throne?
No, he'll be fine. You got to evolve. You got to evolve with the game.
I think we got to consult Brandon, dude. I think we got it. That's his secret, dude.
We'll cut it out if he doesn't say.
I don't know, man. I'm just saying he's not here. Yeah. Last time we did something, we snatched someone's back. We had to come and have him talk to us on the podcast.
Call him.
Okay,
we're gonna call him real quick.
Yeah,
I got it.
All right, good though. But
look,
continue.
Kids are crazy, outrageous on Fortnite.
Are you calling him right now?
Yeah, he's calling right
okay.
now.
Yeah, Fortnite is fucking outrageous because I was playing that and I did pretty good. Remember when I first tried?
Let's see. Hey, Brandon.
What's up?
What are you doing, B?
What's
this is Tron. You're on the podcast. Say hi.
What's
Say what's up.
What's up?
Okay, we're talking about how good you are at Fortnite, but we wanted to ask you, is it all right if we tell the world about your secret technique, how you play?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Are you sure? Because it's going to be shared to millions of people that watch our podcast.
We'll give you credit for sure.
Yeah, though. We'll give you credit.
Yeah, go ahead.
Cool.
Okay, well, this is live, so you'll be on the podcast. We'll put a little picture of you up in the corner.
Tell everybody bye, B.
Say bye, and then we're going to give you the phone to your brother.
Bye.
Say bye, fool, to the podcast.
Peace out.
Here.
All right. So check it out. Brandon is really fucking good, dude. Like, the building is fucking crazy, huh? Yeah. I don't understand it. But this kid is, like, literally next level shit.
And
like,
and when he, like, scopes, it's always on. On.
Yeah.
Like, on. Like,
and he sees shit where his eyes, I don't understand.
Yeah, they'll be like, you saw him? And he'll be like, yeah, he's down there in the corner.
Yeah. Like, he need to back up from the TV a little bit for sure. You feel me? But that's besides the point. He does this thing where he plays with the controller, and he calls it the claw. And he just started doing it. He says that people probably do it, but he hasn't seen anybody do it on YouTube yet. So what he does is he grabs the controller and keeps both thumbs on the joysticks at all times. And he claws his right index finger around, and that's how he plays the buttons. That's X, triangle, square, circle, with his fucking right index finger clawed.
And then he uses the other fingers up here to just do whatever.
Yeah. So his fingers are always on the joysticks. So he has a finger on every button at all times. Fucking crazy, dude. Fucking crazy.
I've grown up, and my cousin used to be like, you're not a true gamer.
Yeah.
I think Brandon is the true gamer.
Because he picks up games so easy. Dude, oh my God. Call of Duty, when he was what? How old was he? 3? Yeah. 4?
Playing with us.
Yeah. Playing with us online.
We're like 16. Wrecking shit.
Like wrecking shit. That dude's a gamer.
And then when he came, he picked up Smash.
Yeah, he picked up Smash.
I should see how he does on Fire Emblem.
Straight up.
Shit, I should see how he does on Fire Emblem.
We should get him a Pokemon game. We need to make a channel for B or focus like the game. He needs to be the face of the gaming channel.
The big head kid. Yeah.
Yeah, Nerds Worldwide presents the big head kid.
He's good at games.
This fool's fucking good. But yeah, it's his technique. It's called the brand.
The brand. The brand. Oh, guys, technique. Remember though, you can play Fortnite on the Switch though. Remember, kids.
There you go. Yeah, support Nintendo.
All right, let's go. We're running long. We gotta finish up this last topic.
And now the moment y'all all been waiting for.
I'm about to hit y'all with some more facts. I know I haven't came with y'all with a good little good discussion in a minute. But
the
here we go.
The moment y'all all been waiting for, the topic that got Tron Mario's
dog
booty
facts,
wet.
Tron facts. I'm back out with you with some more dog facts today. Dog facts. Just kidding.
We're talking about Frieza. We're talking about Frieza.
Yeah, Frieza. I saw this video. Shit, I forgot to write the guy's page down. Okay, totally not Mark. That's the guy's name.
Okay, totally not Mark.
He gives a great. He does a. He's been doing. I've been seeing his things pop up for a minute.
Yeah.
On YouTube, like he does a character like. Breakdown or like diet, like an analyst of like Goku, Vegeta, like all the characters from Z.
Yeah.
And I never really watched it, but today I clicked on them.
Yeah.
And I saw the Gohan one, and the Frieza one really like captured me. Like when he was breaking down Frieza, I was like, holy shit, this guy like is talking. No, the Gohan one, he was talking shit about Gohan. His Gohan argument was really good about like. I'll talk about the Gohan real quick first because it's quick. But he's talking about Gohan and how everybody loved Gohan when he was like little up until like, you know, the Cell arc. Because, you know, he was in a world full of motherfuckers that he caught him. He breaks him down in like people that breaking down stories. So like there's active characters that drive the story.
Quick question.
What?
Does Gohan have a good grasp on life?
He's like the most. I mean, he's happy because he has a family.
Because like. obviously, like, I haven't grown up with it.
Uh-huh.
But, like, when I watched it, I always felt like Gohan was just a little more, a little smarter than Goku.
Yeah, he's way smarter than Goku. He's, like, a scholar. That's the thing. He's okay, a scholar. He's definitely a lot smaller. And then, I mean, he was trained by Piccolo, who kind of, like, fucking did some fucked up shit. I mean, not fucked up shit to him, but just left him hanging. Or not hang him, but put him in some harsh conditions. Like, threw that fool up on a big old mountain and stuff, which is kind of mean, you know.
Build character. Boy.
Yeah, build character, dude. But, like, that's the thing, though. But because he breaks it down, so there's active characters, right? Mm-hmm. Characters who drive the story. Goku, yeah. Frieza, you know, Vegeta. When they're in there, they're driving the story. And then there's reactive characters who react, which is like Gohan. They react to the story or what's happening in the story.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's a cool concept.
Yeah, really good. Okay. He's getting it from some book. Like, I'm telling you, just go check that. That's what I told him. Totally not Mark. He breaks it down way better than me. But he goes and he says things about fucking, like, how, like, he drives, how he reacts to the story. And that's why people love him, because when he's all, like, fragile and timid, but he has this will to want to fight because he has the potential, because you see him right off the bat in the first, like, in the first few episodes that he's able to have this potential. So when you see him fight back and beat against the bigger guy, it's like, hell yeah. But then when he got older, it kind of started lacking because he stopped training. He started lacking. There's a lot of, he factors in a lot of more things. But I broke down the Frieza one, and that's where I got my notes down. But what caught my attention is how he talks, how he works about how villains in today's, like, most villains in today's thing, or in, like, today's, like, you know, what's the word I'm using?
Modern villain culture?
I don't know what the fuck, but yeah, whatever. In, like, storytelling, I guess, modern storytelling, there's, like, villains usually have, like, their action of what they're doing is justified. And, like,
whether it's morally right or wrong,
it's
seen
question, in their it's, eyes that it's morally justified. Right and it's justified. Like, for example, like, the he uses Killmonger from
Black Panther
and Thanos, you know, they both have their reasons, but are they really, like, morally right? But in their eyes, it's okay. And so where you have that as an audience member, you're able to, like, I get it. Like, you know, people were over like, no, he's right. Killing half
like it would be way better if half the earth was
gone. You know, see, like, people are, like, arguing, or, like, I'm pretty sure you can feel with Killmonger because he's, like, you know, it was like
he's still blood from Wakanda. Yeah. He deserves it, you know.
Yeah, like, see, it's all that stuff that, like, he factors in a lot of stuff, but I didn't write about that. But let me see, they call him, like, a negative flat villain.
Flat villain,
because, like, Goku is a flat protagonist.
Okay,
like, I don't know. I didn't watch the Goku one. I haven't watched the Goku one, but he's like, there's hints that he's saying about this, but pretty much Frieza's the opposite. You know, he doesn't change or really develop.
So, hold on. Kind of build more on, like, the flat hero. Like,
so with the flat hero, from what I'm thinking from my notes that I hear, because I said I haven't seen the Goku one, but I'm thinking that the character never really changes. Goku throughout everything is a fucking, you know, dumb character, hillbilly hick dude, and strong, fighting, you know, whatever. Frieza's the opposite.
You know how he's gonna react in any situation you put him in.
Predictable.
He's very consistent and predictable.
That's why people, Goku's favorite character is in Goku, because he's predictable.
Okay.
You know what's gonna happen when Goku's in the fight. You know,
compared to someone like Batman, where there's always that self conflict.
Yeah, like, where with more like DC Comics, or where, like, even you can compare him to Vegeta, where when Vegeta fights in, Vegeta could whoop ass, or Vegeta's gonna fucking get his ass tumbled.
Yep.
You know, that's the two things he plays. But, like, a negative flat, it says right here, like, it doesn't change or develop, but he's able to manipulate the world around him.
And that's Frieza?
And that's what Frieza does. Okay. That's what Frieza's good at. She's at, like when you saw the Broly movie, what was he doing? You know, he somewhat manipulated him under the ring to go attack these Saiyans.
Yeah, and it's over
at his will. Yeah. And it's because he's using what he knows that these people don't like to go get what he needs.
From everything from his main plot of why he wants to Dragon Ball.
Exactly.
You know,
he,
like,
was doing his, there you go. World. He went to go get these, like, these fools could take care of him for me. Let's do this. Like, you know, it was there.
What did he say? He wanted to go how many centimeters?
Five, because one wanted to send five, right?
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
But yeah, there you go right there. And then let me see what else it goes. But yeah, he's able to manipulate for the worse for him, not for the good, because he's obviously bad. What does he have right here? You know, and he, oh yeah, says that, you know, he's like kind of like the Joker. He's, that's why like the Joker is the only one that I think could compare to Frieza, because they're constantly at this like psychotic peak.
Yeah, like what the fuck are you gonna do?
Yeah, it's all for them, or it's, you know, they don't have a drive really. You know, it's, they're just fucking crazy or yep. whatever. I don't really know enough.
They just want to see the world burn type of shit.
Yeah, type of thing. Mm-hmm. But Frieza got a little bit more of a drive other than that, because like it says like. Because it goes down to say, like, they got common goals, like Frieza and Goku. That's why they work so good together. Because, like, when they first meet up, they got this organic, or this, like, what's the word he used? He didn't use organic, or this common goal of them both getting the Dragon Balls. Goku goes to Namek to get the Dragon Balls to resurrect Yamcha and all of them from the, because they die in the previous battle in the arc or whatever. Frieza's just there, just so happened to get the Dragon Balls.
Yeah.
So that's a common goal that they're bumping in to and or whatever like that. But ultimately, Goku ends up wanting to fight Frieza to prove that he's stronger. And then Frieza wants to fight to prove that he's the emperor of the universe at this time and that he's already the strongest. So it's like they got this both kind of a drive to one-up each other. And to think about, like, I got this on this other page. They pretty much bring the best out of each other. You see what, like, when...
They bring the best and the worst out of each other.
Yeah, pretty much, almost. Like, what did it say? What I got? When Goku's fighting Frieza the first time on Namek, he turns Kaioken times 20 right after giving, like, a speech about, like, this is for everybody, for Earth, for Namek, for Chi-Chi, for Goku. And at this time, Kaioken, this is before he turns Super Saiyan, at this time, Kaioken times 20 is something that exerts his body to, like, his limits. I think the most he's been for that has been maybe 4 or 5, I think.
Holy shit, sure. He did 20?
And I don't think, he may have gone a little bit higher in Namek, but yeah. I'm pretty sure, but 20 is the highest that he goes, and he's already battle damaged and everything, too, like that. But that's, he goes past his limit due to Frieza, and then we're...
Dude, that's crazy, because that reminds me exactly of Batman and Joker.
And exactly, and then in Frieza and Resurrection F, this is years later, Goku is the driving force behind Frieza to get stronger, to push that golden Frieza form. He's going to get stronger so he could fucking beat Goku. So they pretty much one-up each other, they bring the best out of each other. And there's a scene that I've seen... When after Goku resurrects Frieza and they like punch each other in the gut, it's like the stupid, like kind of cheesy, but like it shows how they build off each other, and it's just really cool. And that's what I thought was really captured me in that video. He breaks it down a lot better than I do. Goes probably, way more in depth.
Yeah, most likely.
I mean, definitely, dude. I didn't want to steal all this shit, so I didn't write a lot of shit. But the dude goes into depth about how they just fucking work together, and they're fucking like great and they're good. And like his Gohan video is in depth. I've only seen those two. I want to go see the other rest of them that he got, because I just think, because he's getting something, he's reading from some book, and it's just some like, it's good theory. Like if you're a storyteller or if you have any type of like writing experience, it's a good thing to look at, because then you could learn how to like take a different approach on trying to write a story or a character like that, because you know.
And I think that like the comic industry and just movie industry and all that in general are like, they're lacking someone like that.
Yeah.
Cause like you said, I can only think of Frieza and
Joker. Like that's the only people I could think of in my head. Comment below if you could think of anybody
straight up,
who is on Frieza and Joker's level, because for real, because like, I can't think of anybody that one ups their, I mean, you could go into Lex, come on, Nick, geez. You go
dying
into, I guess,
on
I
mean, podcast, really inconsiderate.
Lex Luthor kind of does one up Superman a few times, but still, at the end of the day, he's Superman. He's not really, he has a motive, though.
Exactly, and there's not a lot of character change within that. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, for example, like with Batman and Joker, it's out of character for Batman to, you know, obviously he's out there for good, but it's almost selfish in a way. You know what I'm saying? He wants justice, and he's hurt at basically his whole upbringing, and he's just, you know, kind of acting out, I guess you could say. But you can even think of like the Christopher Nolan movies, where, you know, Batman is selfish, Bruce Wayne is selfish in general, you know, and he's doing a lot of shit for himself type of thing. And you think about the Joker movie, where he does, you know, Joker breaks him the fuck down, and he literally has a character change and shit. Where at the end of the movie, he's like, where Two, you remember watching it?
I haven't seen that movie.
So Two-Face, you know, where he dies.
Oh, yeah.
But Batman's like, we can't let the world know that, you know, this...
Joker.
You know, this two... You know, this...
Joker. It's a Joker.
Joker. We can't let the world know that Harvey Dent went bad.
Oh, okay, yeah, so I know what you're talking about.
He took the downfall. And that's crazy because that's like character growth at its finest. And Joker brought that out. You know, Joker turned the fucking Harvey Dent
who's
bad.
Who's somewhat kind of flat because you never get a story. He's somewhat like Frieza. I mean, you don't got a clear origin on
Dent?
No, on Joker. So that's why that's why you would compare him with Frieza. Because mm-hmm. From what my knowledge, he has no drive really.
He just wants to see Batman go crazy.
And he affects the world around him. Yeah. He gave all his opponents or whatever, his colleagues, is that villain? What Two-Face be to him? Homeboy? Enemy?
They have a common interest of bringing down Batman. That's about it.
Frenemies? That's how it sounds when I shit. I'm like,
after Cheetos.
After those fucking potato chips. But yeah, I mean, Frieza, in depth, I mean, like, this guy's really breaking down people that normally get based like, oh, Goku ain't an in-depth character. Frieza's not got many layers, but he breaks it down in a good way to where like, oh shit, like they may not have layers, but yeah, they drive story.
And coming from an unbiased point of view, when I watched the Broly movie, I fell in love with Frieza.
Yeah.
Because I was like, it just reminded me of Joker so much. And they're just so out there. And like you said, they drive the story. They're not reactors. I love how you said that shit. You know, because you have characters that are...
drive the story. And
you know, even... you could even say Broly, you know, was kind of like a reactor.
He was someone reacting to the story. Yeah. Yeah, he wasn't really...
But Frieza was like, no, like, I'm going to make shit happen. And I'm going to change shit around. You could say... I guess you could say Thanos, too.
Thanos is what?
No, because he's not as chaotic. Never
he
mind.
Was all like on that level.
Yeah.
Well, like there he goes. Like he says that he's just an example. He has a motive behind what he wants to do. He thinks that it will
makes be. A really good point, man.
Dude, I'm not telling you that. Totally not Mark. Good fucking shit, dude. Like, goddamn, dude. I was like impressed. I'm like, go check your shit out if you.
Yeah. But wet.
Yeah, check him out. Fucking shit's good. He goes way more in depth than me, and he got, I think, 4 other videos, and I think that are about the characters, and I think he has more videos in his catalog, so.
What do you think, Bittersweet?
But that's all I got for today.
That was good, man.
I mean, there is one more topic. We're not gonna do that one? Thank God.
I'm not ready for it, man.
Yeah, I'm not that kind of nerd.
No, I am, but I want to do more. I want to do more research on that. Let's put that one on the back burner. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that one's actually got me interested. If anybody cares, it's kind of about physics and it's about time and shit.
Quantum physics.
Quantum physics. Ooh, quantum realm. Ant-Man.
Everybody.
Endgame.
Everybody, go on @official. Wait, what is it? @Mako the King official and comment broken heart emojis on all his comments, all his pictures, please. Let him know that he broke a heart today.
Oh, Dr. Doom.
Well, we can be excited about it because reportedly from our source, Bittersweet Media, it's only a worked script and it's only in talks.
Yeah, and according to
since the turnover.
According
whatever,
to Bittersweet
whatever.
Media too, the script was done before the buyout.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So what does that mean?
That means it's probably a shit-ass script.
You think?
I mean, that's just like iceberg level type, you know, tip of the iceberg level type shit.
What do you think is under the iceberg?
I think that they're going to probably put in a lot of work in anything Disney puts their hands on.
Hey, so yo.
I'm gonna make a bad joke. Anything that Disney puts their hands on, you know, turns out amazing. Yeah. But Dr. Doom, I'd be excited for it because that motherfucker was whack as fucking Fantastic Four.
Oh, shit. I got something to say real quick. So, back on, you know how we were talking about what's next for the Marvel MCU or whatever?
Yeah.
So, Bittersweet, you read, what is it, Secret Wars or whatever when they just tried to reboot it the last time? Yeah? Since they got the rights from the Fox characters and, you know, Dr. Doom somewhat plays a big part in that, do you think they'll go that route?
Whoa. I think it's too late.
I mean... it's kind of a big story, but I don't know.
Too big?
Probably.
For like a reboot? Like their next big reboot? Like they could be building up for that reboot?
If they bring Jim Halpert on as Mr. Fantastic.
Is that what you want?
I want that so bad, bro. I want John Krasinski to play Mr. Fantastic so bad.
Yeah? Bittersweet agree with that one?
Give us what we want, Disney. You feel me? Like I said, feed the fans one time. One fucking time. Just feed the fans.
They did.
When?
Bringing James Gunn back.
Oh my god, they did. Thank you, Disney.
Everybody gets one. There
Everybody
you go.
Gets one. Spider-Man goes away. Oh man, fuck. Wasted it on James Gunn.
I want to ride for Nintendo hard again. Nintendo, at me, please. I'm looking for you guys. Please. Please. I'll stop smoking for you guys. I'm all but wet.
Do it. Nintendo, save a life. Weed kills. It don't kill, but I was just trying to help you. All right. Oh, that was the Tangent with Nerds.